A question that comes up quite often on Hanukkah is if one can use an electric lamp for the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. The question, of course, particularly comes up people who are in hospitals and are not allowed to put on candles, fire in such places. But of course, they want to be mekayim, the very important mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah, as we've been learning in our sugyas. And they want to know if they could use a electric Chanukah lamp for the mitzvah of menorah. As we begin this year, it's important to point out that certainly electricity is to be considered fire. The Machz Avram, in fact, makes a very interesting observation. We know, as we're learning Masechta Shabbos, the source for Melacha Shabbos is the Mishkan. What was a Melacha in the Mishkan is considered a Melacha as far as Hilchas Shabbos is concerned as well. But we know that the Torah singles out the Isra of Havara, the Isra of making a fire on Shabbos. The Torah says, Lo'sivaru eish b'chom ha'esh v'seichem b'yoyim ha'Shabbos. And we will, mit Hashem, still in our Masechta, learn why the Torah indeed singled out Havara. He suggests that the Torah is trying to teach us that when it comes to fire, we don't have to follow what was considered fire in the times of the Mishkan. Fire, any fire, l'shivaru esh, any type of fire is considered fire. And even, therefore, the fire of electricity is considered fire. And I therefore indeed saw that both Reb Chaim Brisker and Reb Chaim Oizer, interestingly enough, would make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos on electricity, specifically to show that electricity is considered fire. So that isn't the purpose of the shir. The purpose to discuss, what we want to discuss, is the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah. Is Hadlokas, may we use electricity for Hadlokas Neiris? And although we've discussed in a previous shir that certainly, as the Gemara says on Daf Chaf Gimel, we should use olive oil for mitzvahs Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah, and so is the halacha quoted in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Gimel Oir Chaim Sif Aleph. The Paiskim all indicate that the necessity of the candles being used for the Chanukah Neiros to be similar to the Chanukah, to the Neiros that were used in the Beis Hamikdash, is not absolute. And I saw that both the Sfas Emes and the Chassam Sofer actually bring rayas to such an approach. The Sfas Emes says that the Gemara says that also l'hartzeis. The Gemara has a whole discussion that we're not allowed to do anything, even count money, in front of the Neiris Chanukah. And the Gemara says the reason is because it's a bizui mitzvah. Says the Sfas Emes, if Neiris Chanukah have to be absolutely similar to the Neiris that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, so certainly the Neiris that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, the halach is, we may not do anything in front of those candles other than just use them for the menorahs. We can't use them for any purpose. So why does the Gemara have to say bizui mitzvah? It's obvious that it's aser, says the Sfas Emes. From here we see that although the model, so to speak, for the Neiros Chanukah are the Neiros of the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't mean that they're exactly identical. And therefore, the Gemara had to come up with a new reason why we can't use the Neros Chanukah. Another raya to this point is when the Gemara indeed says on Daf Chaf Aleph on the Beis, Osul Shtamish La'oiroi. So Gemara's Rashi says the reason is we're not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah so that it should be obvious that it's a Ner of Mitzvah. That it's a Ner that was lit L'shem Mitzvah is Ner is Chanukah. And if we're going to use it for our own needs, it won't be so obvious. Other Rishonim, however, say, like we just said, you can't do anything in front of the Ner Chanukah because the halacha is, it's similar to the Ner of the Beis HaMikdash. Asks the Pnei Yeshua that Rav Huna's opinion is that if the light of Chanukah goes out, you have to relight it, kafsa zokakla. And furthermore, Rav Huna's opinion must be that you're allowed to use the Chanukah candles for your own, to do something for your own purpose. And Rav said that, how do I know that? Because since Rav Huna held that you can't light with wicks and oils that are disqualified to use for Shabbos candles, so must be that you could use the Chanukah lecht. Because if you can't use the Chanukah candles, so why do I care what kind of oil and wicks I'm using? Ask the Pnei Yeshua, maybe the reason Rav Huna said that you can't use the oils and wicks that can't be used for Shabbos, can't be used for Chanukah, because all those oils and wicks that you can't use for Shabbos candles are also oils and wicks that you can't use for the candles in the Beis HaMikdash. And that should be the reason. What's the raya? Ask the Pnei Yeshua, that Rav Huna necessarily holds that you can use Chanukah candles, mutl shtamish l'ayre, says the Chassam Sofer, the same point. That even if we'll say that the Chanukah candles are modeled after the candles of the Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't mean that they have to be exactly the same. Yes, as far as the halacha is concerned, that just like you can't do mundane, different, use the candles of the Beis HaMikdash for your own purpose, so too may you not use the Chanukah candles. But that doesn't say, says the Chassam Sofer, that they have to be absolutely identical. And therefore, that can't be the point, that can't be the reason for Rav Huna. It must be because Rav Huna holds mutl l'shtamish l'ayrei. So the point that we're trying to make here is that even though in the Beis HaMikdash they use olive oil, and that is, as we said, the preferable type of oil that should be used for Chanukah candles, it doesn't mean that it has to be exactly the same. And given that that is the halacha, we now come back to our original issue that we want to discuss in today's shiur. And that is, can we use electric lamp, given the fact that we understand that electricity is considered fire? The Kaf HaChaim in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Yotes is very clear in his opinion. He says, V'muta l'havlik b'koyach ha'esh ha'nikra chashmal shemashlikim b'batim b'chanuyos ha'day mechaynes. Can we use electric lamp that's lit through electricity, that works through a generator? Nira the yesh la'aser. He says that we should not use such a lamp. Mishum de lo'ihava zeich l'nes. One, he says it's not similar to the neis that happened. The neis hayad lakish shemen upsila. The neis happened through oil and a wick. U'bezeh lo'yesh ki'im or he says when you use electricity, there is no wick. Void the menorah hoist in the medlekas apsila aide adam v'zu aide mechayna. The menorah of the Beis HaMikdash was lit through a person lighting the menorah. This is done through a machine. V'oid, he says, kivin da hashoshes sheyesh by kayach ha'ar. Himalaya ha'ar. He says, since this lamp, this light in the entire bulb, have a kemedura she'en ale afila ner echad. She'en oila afila ner echad. As the halacha is, the Gemara says, that we can't use a torch or a for a Hanukkah light, and a bulb that's full of light is in that category, and therefore he says you can't use an electric bulb for these three reasons. But as we discuss the different reasons that he mentions and how the Paiskim react to these reasons, so one reason he says is because when you're turning on electricity, the electricity is not being turned on direct. The light is not being turned on directly by you, like when I light a fire, but it's more of a situation of a grumma. And a grumma, he considers not a valid way of lighting the Hanukkah candles, which this is a point that the Har Tzvi in Or Chaim Chelik Beis Simon Kuf Yudalid as well discusses. And he says indeed that the bracha of lighting the Hanukkah candles that the Gemara discusses on Daf Chaf Gimel is Lahadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah, clearly indicating in distinction to the halacha on Shabbos, where on Shabbos the halacha is that it has to be a candle that you have to have light in the room. And Tosfos, we'll still speak about this, Tosfos and Mitzvah Shem on Daf Chof Hei Amid Beis, here Masechta Shabbos discusses, is there specifically a rule that one has to light a candle for the Shabbos candles? Or if you have a candle on already, would that be adequate? But by Chanukah Neros, he wants to suggest that a grumma is not adequate. But then he suggests, and the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Aleph Simen Chof, which is a lengthy tshuva about different issues regarding electricity, and he speaks about this point as well, and he quotes a tzlach that says that to be mekayim the mitzvah, there is, even if we have a question in halacha of how to look at a grumma, to be mekayim a mitzvah of hadlakas ner Chanukah, we could lighting the candle even through a grumma, that is considered adequate. And he says a very nice svara. He says, because the point is that I'm lighting a candle, and lighting a candle through the normal way of lighting this candle, that's considered lighting the candle. So if the normal way of turning on electricity is through flipping a switch, and now the purpose of Neres Chanukah, as our Gemara so discusses, is because of Pirsim Hanes. So certainly we have Pirsim Hanes when we're turning on the candle, even if we're doing through a grumma. And so too does the Har Tzvi say was the opinion of the Ragachover. Another issue that is discussed when we speak about using electric is that, and this is indeed a very serious issue, unlike when one puts on a candle. So when you put on a candle, your fire, your candle is there, and you have a smaller candle, a larger candle, you have more oil, you have less oil, but you have what you have in front of you. Whereas when you're turning on a bulb, so yes, the generator or the place from where the electricity is coming is constantly producing and sending to your home electricity. And most Paiskim are actually of the opinion that we need not be concerned that maybe there's going to be a power outage and there won't be a continuous flow of electricity, because that's highly unlikely. But what is clear is that energy, that fire, doesn't exist here. It's constantly coming again and again. And therefore, since it's constantly coming again and again, the halacha, that may not be considered a valid fire as far as Hilchos Ner Chanukah. And the reason may be, going back to how we began this entire sugya of Neris Chanukah, the Gemara began with the sugya of Kafsa Zokakla or Kafsa Eina Zokakla. If the fire goes out, the Chanukah candle goes out before the half an hour, which is the minimum amount of time that it must be lit, must it be relit or need it not be relit? So the Beis Halevi, in trying to understand this entire concept of Kafsa Zokakla, Kafsa Ein Zokakla, discusses two shayles. One question that he asks is, although we pass in Kafsa Ein Zokakla, he says, according to the man, the Omer, according to the opinion, that Kafsa Zokakla, that if the fire goes out, we have to relight it. What does that mean? Does that mean, he asks, that if the fire goes out, you have to relight it? But let's say the oil, that you have a Hanukkah candle and the entire oil spills out. Will the opinion that holds Kafsa Zokakla say that you have to read, and that happened before it was lit for half an hour? Will he still hold that you have to refill that cup? Or that far he won't go? And he tries to understand, indeed, we paskin Kafsa Ein Zokakla, that if the fire goes out, Ein Zokakla, we don't have to relight it. Why indeed is that the halacha he tries to understand? If the halacha, as we know, is that the Hanukkah candle has to be on for half an hour, and here this candle wasn't on for half an hour, so the halacha ought to be that it should have to relight it. Yet we know the halacha is Kafsa Ein Zokakla. So he says that the entire concept of Kafsa Zokakla or Kafsa Ein Zokakla is because when the fire goes out, we don't have any more the original fire. And since we no longer have that original fire, we no longer have that original candle, Chazal never made us bring another candle. So he therefore explains that the entire machlokes between the man, the Amar of Kafsa Zokakla and Kafsa Ein Zokakla, is to what degree or at what point do we feel that the original candle is no longer here. The man, the Amar, that holds Kafsuk Ein Zokakla, holds that as soon as the fire is extinguished, that original candle is no longer here. And he brings a very nice raya, because the Gemara in Masechta Menachos, Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis, says that the candle of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash as well was, if it got extinguished and you still have oil left in the cup, that oil has to be spilled out. That oil is already considered dashen. It's considered like ash. Why is that the case? Because that is not considered that you have your original candle. And once your original candle goes out, what's left is only ash, and you're not allowed to light ash. And if you wanted to relight that candle, you have to bring new oil. And therefore, the Mandomer, which is actually the opinion that we follow of Kafsa Ein Zokakla, holds that once the candle goes out, that candle is no longer here. And Chazal never required us to make two candles, one candle per night. The Mandomer that holds Kafsa Zokakla holds that no, that just because your candle got extinguished doesn't mean that your candle is no longer here. What it means is that your candle burnt, you have the oil here, you still have the candle, and therefore it should be relit. But therefore, says the Beis Halevi, certainly even the man, the Amar, that holds Kafsa Zokakla will agree that if the oil spilled out And now what it would take is to bring new oil. Now what it would take would be to bring an entire new candle. You don't have to do that, even according to that man, the Amram. But what do we see from this point? The point that we see, well, what we very much see from here is that the candle, the oil, have to be here. And when we speak about electricity, with the actual point of electricity is that the candle, the electricity, there's new electricity flowing here every moment, but you don't have all of the electricity here at the same time. Therefore, it would be very different and could not be maybe used for Neres Chanukah. But if that's the case, point out the Paiskim. So yes, if I'm turning on a Chanukah lamp with electricity that's flowing into the house, that isn't all here, we have this concern. But what happens if I'm using a flashlight with a battery or a battery-operated Chanukah menorah? It might be very, very different. Because when I have a Chanukah, when I have a flashlight with a battery, so I do have all of the energy over here. Because what's the difference if I have a cup full of oil, or I have a candle, or I have a battery? I have my source of fuel. I have my source of energy here the entire time. So clearly, in using electric lamp, it's better to use a battery-operated lamp versus a regular electricity-operated lamp. But then, as we read from the Kaf HaChayim, there's another issue. And that is that you need to have a wick. And therefore, certainly, say the Paiskim, if you're using a fluorescent bulb that doesn't have a filament, that's just gas, or in fact, the Paiskim discuss, if you use a gas-powered bulb, a gas-powered lamp where there is no wick, certainly that shouldn't be used for Chanukah menorah. Because you have to have l'chatchila as there was a wick. And there was no wick. There is no wick by fluorescent. So if you're going to be, again, if you're going to be using a bulb, you should use a bulb with, you should use a bulb that is, has some sort of a wick, has something that you could see is a psila. And therefore, probably, as I said, you should not use a fluorescent bulb, and should also preferably not use a frosted bulb. You should use a clear bulb, because a clear bulb is much more noticeable, the that you have what would be the equivalent of a psila. So because of these various issues, the Paiskim clearly paskin, the lechatchila, one should not use a electric bulb. Again, to review, because I don't have the shemen, I don't have the source of energy here, I don't have a psila here, and it may not be considered a act of lighting when I just turn on a switch versus when I actually light a candle. But as we've also explained, particularly if you're using an electric bulb, not fluorescent, powered by battery, there you should light the, there it is considered maybe a valid Chanukah menorah. However, the Paiskim, most Paiskim are of the opinion that l'chatchila, one should not use an electric lamp. But they all say that in a situation, although I did see that Rabbi Yoshev held that you may use an electric lamp for a Chanukah menorah, but Rabbi Yoshev has a different issue that I saw at the Sefer Mitzvah Sner issue base, he says. The question that Rabbi Yoshev was asked that he quotes is, if somebody's traveling on a plane, they won't let you put a candle on a plane, but they'll let you put on a battery battery-operated flashlight. So could you set up a battery-operated menorah on a plane? So Yashiv makes a very interesting point. He says that the halacha is ner ishu beisoy. That the halacha is that the Hanukkah candle has to be lit in a beisoy, in a house. He says a plane which is in motion, a plane which is flying, is not considered beisoy. It's not considered a house because it's a moving vehicle. It's a moving airplane, and therefore that's the issue of lighting on a plane. But let's say somebody's in a hospital, chas v'shalom. According to Rabbi Yashiv, one can use a flashlight to light the menorah. Of course, most Paiskim say that if you're going to use a flashlight, you should not make a bracha. And if while you only had this lamp available to you, a regular Hanukkah menorah becomes available to you, he said, the Paiskim say you should light the regular menorah, but again, not with a bracha, because you perhaps have fulfilled the mitzvah already when you lit the menorah the first time, and that, and the bracha, we know, not making a bracha is not absolutely essential, and therefore, what you should do now is just light it again. If you have a regular menorah available to you, you should use that. The Devar Tzinah Rav in the Tshuva in Chelik Vav, in his Kuntres Electric, in Simen Nun Tes, discusses electric Hanukkah lamps, and he too is of the opinion that Lechatchila one should not use electric Hanukkah lamp. And he makes a very interesting point. He says, and if one will argue that not only, since as we've learned, it shouldn't be used Lechatchila, we shouldn't allow it to be used at all, because people may come to make a mistake and think that you could use such a lamp, l'chatchila. He says, we have no right to make our own rules. We have no right to make our own gzeiros. And if we don't find that Chazal obviously made a gzeira that you shouldn't use electric lamps, we have no right to make that rule. And therefore, if unfortunately somebody is in a hospital or in a place where he can't use anything but an electric lamp, he should put it on. He says you should be careful, of course, to keep it on for a half an hour. As we know, the halacha is the minimum amount of time that the Hanukkah menorah has to be on. But, as we've been learning, because of the various considerations that we have with Hanukkah menorahs, don't, with electric menorahs, don't make a bracha.